Hello, and welcome to the Manny Study Guide podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important and frequently examined topics in OCR GCSE physics, renewable and non-renewable energy resources. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down everything you need to know to secure top marks. We'll cover the core concepts, unpack some tricky exam questions, and I'll even give you a quick-fire quiz to make sure it all sticks. So grab a pen, and let's get started. Right, let's start with the absolute basics. For your exam, you need a rock-solid definition. An energy resource is simply something with stored energy that we can release in a useful way. The big division is between non-renewable and renewable resources. Non-renewable resources are finite. They will run out. Once we use them, they're gone for good, or at least they take millions of years to form. Think of them like a limited supply of phone battery. The main ones you need to know are fossil fuels. That's coal, oil, and natural gas, and nuclear fuel, like uranium. Fossil fuels were formed from the remains of ancient plants and animals. When we burn them, we release the chemical energy stored within them, which we use to heat water, create steam, and turn turbines to generate electricity. The big problem? Burning them releases huge amounts of carbon dioxide, CO2, a greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. That's a key point. Examiners are looking for, be specific. Don't just say it's bad for the environment. Say why. For a guaranteed mark, state that burning fossil fuels releases carbon dioxide, which enhances the greenhouse effect. Nuclear power is a bit different. It uses the energy stored in the nucleus of an atom, released through a process called nuclear fission. The massive advantage is that it produces no greenhouse gases, but it has two major drawbacks that you must mention for evaluation questions. It produces highly dangerous radioactive waste, which needs to be stored safely for thousands of years, and the power stations themselves are incredibly expensive and take a very long time to build and decommission. That's a key term, decommission, which means safely dismantling the plant at the end of its life. Now for the other side of the coin, renewable energy resources. The definition you need to memorize is, a renewable resource is one that is, or can be, replenished as it is used. They won't run out. Common examples are solar, wind, hydroelectric, tidal, geothermal, and biomass. Let's quickly break them down. Solar uses energy from the sun. It's great, no pollution, and the running costs are very low. The big issue? It's not reliable. It doesn't work at night, and the output is lower on cloudy days. Wind power uses turbines to capture kinetic energy from the wind. Again, no polluting gases, but it has high initial setup costs, can be noisy, and a visual pollutant, and most importantly, it's not reliable. If the wind doesn't blow, there's no electricity. Hydroelectric power, HEP-HEP, is generated from the movement of falling water, usually from a dam. It's very reliable and can be switched on quickly during periods of high demand. However, building a dam involves flooding a huge area of land, which destroys habitats. Tidal power is another one that uses water, this time the rise and fall of the tides. It's highly predictable and therefore reliable. But barrages are expensive to build and can affect coastal ecosystems. Geothermal taps into heat from underground rocks. It's reliable and has a small footprint on the surface, but it's only suitable in specific volcanic locations. Finally, biomass. This is energy from burning organic matter, like wood or specially grown crops. It's considered carbon neutral because the carbon released when it's burned is balanced by the carbon absorbed by the plants as they grew. However, it still releases CO2 into the atmosphere. Okay, let's talk exam technique. This is where you turn knowledge into marks. A classic mistake candidates make is confusing reliability with renewability. Let's be crystal clear. Reliability means it can generate electricity on demand 24/7. Fossil fuels and nuclear are reliable. Wind and solar are not. Renewability is about whether it will run out. Wind and solar are renewable. Fossil fuels are not. Don't mix them up. For a 6-mark evaluate question, you need a balanced argument. For example, if asked to evaluate the use of wind power in the UK, you must give both pros and cons. A good structure would be point 4, wind is a renewable resource, so it won't run out and has low running costs and no greenhouse gas emissions. Point against, however, it is unreliable as it depends on the wind, which is variable. It also has high startup costs and can be considered a visual and noise pollutant. Conclusion. Therefore, while wind power is a vital part of reducing carbon emissions, it must be used as part of a wider energy mix alongside a reliable source like gas or nuclear to ensure a consistent supply. Notice the use of comparative language like however and a concluding judgment. That's how you get into the top mark bands for AO3 questions. Time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer out loud. Ready? 1. What is the definition of a renewable energy resource? One that is replenished as it is used. 2, name the 3 main fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. 3, state 1 major disadvantage of using nuclear power. It produces radioactive waste, or it has very high decommissioning costs. 4, is hydroelectric power a reliable or unreliable resource? Reliable. How did you do? If you got all 4, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the first half again. So, to summarize, we have non-renewable resources like fossil fuels and nuclear, which are reliable but have significant environmental downsides. And we have renewable resources like wind and solar, which are clean but often unreliable. For your exam, the key is to be able to compare these resources using specific evidence-based arguments. Always think about reliability, environmental impact, and cost, both startup and running costs. Use the precise terminology like replenished, decommissioning, and carbon dioxide, and you'll be well on your way to earning top marks. And that's a wrap on energy resources. Thanks for listening to the ManU Study Guide podcast. Check out the full written guide for more worked examples and practice questions. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time.